An old pastor was delivering his homily on Easter Sunday, and as he looked around, he saw so many people in his church. And so he made an unusual statement. He said, "My friends, I realize that I will not see many of you until next Easter. So allow me to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." The crowd at Easter Sunday and the regular Sunday is noticeable. It's different, and you can tell. It was last week, this place was full with people at the 8 o'clock Mass. And so every Mass on Easter Sunday is so full. What happened? Why do many people just come to church maybe only once a year? And the answer to that is probably just one word: doubt or crisis of faith. There was a guy who criticized the pastor about his homily. He said, "I have been in this parish for the last 3 years, and every year I hear the same message on Easter Sunday." And it was true that the guy had been in the parish for 3 years, but he only went once a year on Easter Sunday. So he heard the same message. So he complained, right? So what happened to the good Christians who are uncommitted to come to church on a weekly basis? We talk about that might be because of doubt or crisis of faith. And instead of finding the answer here in church, they have so many questions, and they think to themselves, maybe I can go outside and read and find out about the answers rather than being in these four walls, and I might not be able to get the answers. We see the example of that in today's gospel, that person named Thomas. We heard in the beginning of the gospel today, it started out with "on the first day of the week." On the first day of the week, the disciples gathered together. So the first day for the Jewish people on the Sabbath is very important. So they probably, his disciples probably had been to synagogue or to worship place on Saturday evening already. But on the first day of the week, they gathered together. And we noticed that one person was not there, that was Thomas. And what happened when the disciples gathered together on that very first day of the week, right after Jesus was crucified? They probably had a very bad weekend because they were disappointed because the man they followed had been crucified and died, and now nobody knew where his body was. And so they gathered together in fear. And then Jesus came in their midst, and the first thing he said to them, "Peace be with you." And we hear that the disciples were rejoiced when they saw Jesus, except Thomas. He was not there. And when he was told that Jesus was there, he did not believe. He still had doubts. And he said, "Unless I touch his hands and his side, I will not believe." And then we hear the second part of the gospel. And then a week later, on the first day of the week, the disciples gathered and Jesus appeared to them. Thomas was there. As a wise man, Thomas wanted to be there. He could have been like other doctors that say, "I continue to search for the answer outside of this room. But he was there with other disciples, and he saw Jesus, and he came to believe. Today, Thomas is like our modern Christians today, you know, looking for answers in the wrong places. But when the disciples gather together, when we gather together, Jesus is in our midst. And we could here, right here in this place, we could find the answer. Here we will hear the words of God, we will be nourished by his body and blood. And then we will come to recognize Jesus in our midst. And we don't have to look for the answer out there, but it's right here in this church. So next time when we are in doubt, think of Thomas and follow his experience. You know, people can say that I want to look for the answer somewhere else, but we can say to them, the answer is here. Come and see. You know, come and see. Only three words, come and see. And if we come and see, we will experience Jesus' presence in our midst. So next time, think of Thomas when we are in doubt and learn from his experience. Come and see.